This is the For Impact Podcast, the destination for impact-driven entrepreneurs striving to live life on their terms and create a ripple effect of positive impact in the communities they serve, where we put your success story center stage, dissecting the lessons learned and sharing insights and ideas that'll help you amplify your impact. And now, here's your host, Jared Ernie.
Welcome, welcome. I'm excited to dive into some really cool stuff today because we are going to be talking about how to use AI to accelerate your marketing messaging. Now, AI has been all the buzz. For the past 12 months, it seems like there have been so many programs, so many applications coming out about AI, lots of chatter about how you can leverage AI. And if you don't, you're falling behind. But it's sometimes hard to understand how you can leverage this new technology best for your business. There's so many different applications, but when it comes to marketing, there's some real advantages that you can have if you understand how to leverage AI. A few weeks ago, I got on with a friend of mine, Rich Lee, who's really geeked out in this AI space and went through a process of showing me just really how powerful this can be with your business and with your marketing. And I wanted to demonstrate a little bit about that with you, but it was mind-blowing. He'd actually done this presentation for a room full of bankers. And he showed them how, by properly training an AI system, you could generate all the sales copy, the email sequences, the follow-up, the video scripts, everything you need to market your business very effectively, and also train that AI to create messaging that resonates with the partner-centric and the limbic messaging that allows you to activate the decision-making and emotional parts of your brain so you're moving more people with your products or services. And this is so powerful. So I want to use the same kind of process that he shared with me to share with you. Now, if you're listening to this, it might be worthwhile finding this podcast on YouTube so you can actually see the live demo, but I'm going to talk you through it too. If you're listening in and just tuning in on the podcast, we'll talk through some of these processes. Now, there's a couple secrets I want to share with you when it comes to AI. Number one, there's a lot of platforms out there. So many people are familiar with ChatGPT. Another one I really like is called Jasper AI, and I use other programs as well. But these two are primarily used, the way I use them, for marketing messaging. And there's great benefits and disadvantages to both. I will say Jasper AI is a wonderful program that allows you to create copy from templated options. One of the challenges with AI is that you need to have it properly trained in order to produce good content. And so if you don't understand how to train the AI, using something like Jasper AI is great because it will give you all the templates. You just pop in some information about what it is you're working on and it will produce the scripted content for you. Something like ChatGPT has a lot more fluidity. It's a lot more flexible, and you can literally have a conversation with ChatGPT. But the secret that Ridgely shared with me is, number one, you have to understand how to train it. If you don't know how to train it, you're going to get subpar content, and it's going to be something you won't really use. Secondly, you want to think about the AI not as your assistant, but as you are the assistant communicating with this big brain out here, and, you know, talk to it like you would another person, another human being, and it will communicate like a human being with you. So I'm going to walk you through a couple scripts here. And what we're going to do is just share my screen and show you the power that this has with an absolute live case study or example so you can see how this works. Let me see if I can share my screen here. Okay, so making sure this loads up here for you. Oh, here we go. All There we go. All right. The screen is up and we are now live. This is the window for ChatGPT. And what I'm going to do is actually start with a prompt that's going to set the stages. Now, again, like I said, it's about training the AI first. So I'm going to put in a prompt here that really basically says, here's what we want to start with. And it's going to, instead of me understanding the best prompt to give ChatGPT, I'm actually going to ask ChatGPT to help me create the best prompt to train the AI. So here's the first prompt that I'm going to place in here. It says, please forget all prior prompts. I want you to become my prompt creator. Your goal is to help me build the best detailed prompt for my needs. This prompt will be used for you, ChatGPT. Please follow the following process. One, your first response will be to ask me what the prompt should be about. I will provide my answer, but we will need to improve it through continual iterations by going through the next steps. Two, based on my input, you will generate three sections, a revised prompt, providing a written prompt, it should be clear, concise, and easily understood by you. Two, suggestions. This is provide suggestions on what details to include in the prompt to improve it. And then three, questions. Ask relevant questions pertaining to what additional information is needed from me to improve the prompt. We will continue to iterate process with me providing additional information to you, updating the prompt in the revised prompt section until it's complete. I want you to rate every prompt I give you or produce. Give it a rating of 1 to 10. Add comments on what you think could have been improved about it. Do this for every prompt. If your rating the prompt is an 8 or higher, ask me, would you like to run the prompt? With the menu choice of yes or no. If I say yes, run the prompt as you suggested. If I say no, generate me a better prompt. It is vital to make sure you run a prompt when I say yes. Please continue this prompt until I say stop or you run the prompt. Thank you. That's a massive prompt in itself. I wanted to read the whole thing for you so those for you listening could get an idea of how detailed this actually gets to properly train this AI program. So I'm going to go ahead and press submit. And as you see in the ChatGPT window, it is saying, understood, let's begin the process creating the best detailed prompt for your needs. And step one, what should this prompt be about? Please provide a brief description on the topic. So I've actually kind of already summarized this so I can copy paste some of these prompts in here. So you can see here, I'm pasting the next prompt. This prompt says, you are a world-class copywriter and direct response expert. You are charged with creating marketing assets for a new company called, and I'm going to pull up my subject company here. This is Dumpster Rental. It's a County Line Dumpster Rentals. So I'm going to come in here and put the business name. County Line Dumpster Rental. Whose website is, and I'm just going to copy the website because one of the things that I've also enabled is the plugin to read websites. So it's going to draw some of the copy right from the website. So we're going to go ahead and paste this prompt in here. And you're going to see it's going to start working. And it's going to say, here's a revised prompt. As it's writing it out, it's giving this a rating of 7 out of 10. And now it's giving me some content on how to improve this prompt. So it says the prompt is clear about the role and task. However, it might benefit from more specific details about the type of marketing assets needed for the target audience. So now what I'm going to do, it's giving me several questions. Some of the questions here are, what type of marketing assets are you looking to create? Who is the primary target audience for these marketing assets, et cetera, et cetera. I'm going to paste my next line in here that says, what we will need is website copy, email sequences, social media posts, and sales page. Our target audience is, I'm going to say, our home owners, home owners who have too much junk that they need to remove. Homeowners who have too much junk who want to get rid of it. All right. So I'm going to go ahead and paste this next prompt or run it. Now it's going to take that content and create another prompt for me while it's working on this. We're going to see what it's going to rank this prompt. So we went from a 7 out of 10 to a 10 out of 10. Oh, it says I've got a network error here, but that's got, let me just see if that's my computer here. Give it a quick second to fix. All right, let's see if we can rerun it. We're going to rerun this prompt. All right, so it's rewriting the prompt for me. It's going to give it a... Okay, so it's actually downgraded the rating a little bit, probably because I had to regenerate it. It says, you're a world-class copywriter and direct response expert, creating marketing assets for a company named County Line Dumpster Rental. Their website for reference is, and it gives them the website. The assets needed are website copy, email sequences, social media posts, and a sales page. The primary target audience is homeowners with excess junk looking for disposal solutions. So now I need to give it more context. It's rated at an 8.5 out of 10, but it's asking for more details if we'd like to add more details in here. So I'm going to answer some of the questions. It says, one of the questions, are there unique selling points or features of County Line Dumpster Rental that should be emphasized? Well, if I go to their website, one of the things I see here is get your second day free when you schedule a dump trailer online. So I'm going to say, I'm going to actually talk to the AI here as a normal person, but I'm going to say, thank you. Great work. One of the unique selling points is you get your second day free when you schedule your dump trailer online. I want to make sure I got that right. Yep. All right. And what else? It says, are there marketing promotions, discounts incorporated? Do you have a preferred tone or style of marketing? So the tone should be genuine, but can be witty and humorous too. So I'm going to do this to get a laugh. Humor. Because that is a great way to get attention. So I'm going to run this prompt, letting it take that information to play. Now it's revising the prompt again. And now it's ranking it as a 9.5 out of 10, which is really, really good. So with that said, I'm going to run this prompt. So basically what I've done up to this point is train the AI to produce the type of content I want by creating the personality behind it, right? So now I'm going to say, yes, that's going to run this prompt. So now I'm actually running the prompt that I used ChatGPT to help me program, knowing that it is a 9.5 out of 10 in its effectiveness of how we created that prompt. That way, you will now, if you follow this process, you can actually use ChatGPT to create good prompts instead of trying to come up with them on your own. So now what it's doing is actually starting to set up and write some of the website copy, email sequence copy, things like that. And while it's writing this, let me read some of this to you. So the website copy, it says, welcome to County Line Dumpster Rental, your junk's best friend. Tired of staring at that mountain of junk? We've got the perfect solution. And guess what? Schedule your dump trailer online and enjoy your second day on us. That's right. 2 days for the price of one. Dive into a clutter-free life with a touch of humor and a whole lot of genuine care. That's kind of funny. All right. Subject for the sales page, discover the joy of a junk-free home with County Line Dumpster Rental. So we've got some copy here that's starting out, but here's the thing. What I want to tell ChatGPT to do is to start creating some limbic messaging. And limbic messaging is the type of messaging that resonates with your emotion and your decision-making parts of your brain. And so I'm going to run another prompt. And let's see here. Okay. So I'm creating this prompt. I'm saying, great, thank you. Terrific work. Now, based on what you know about the business, create limbic messages in each of the following categories. We believe, and you deserve, and because I'm going to say your home, we're going to say your home matters. And we picture a world where, ... It is important that all of the limbic messages be of 15 words or less. We need 8 limbic messages in each category for a total of 32 limbic messages. So I'm going to run this. Now, most people don't know what limbic messaging is, but I'm going to share with you, like, as it writes these out, what this looks like so you can see how powerful these limbic messages can be. Right now, it's starting with We Believe. And so it says, we believe in a clutter-free, peaceful living space for all. We believe every homeowner deserves a junk-free sanctuary. We believe in genuine service with a touch of humor. We believe in giving more value, like a second day free. Let me tell you about some of the deserves. You deserve limbic messages. You deserve a home free from unwanted clutter. You deserve the joy of spacious, breathable living. You deserve our space online scheduling offer. Or that one came out a little weird. You deserve genuine service with a touch of, I don't know why it's putting that humor line in there. I would have to kind of rework some of this because it's kind of incorporated the humor as not the tone of marketing, but as like in some of its messaging. But regardless, you can see how powerful this is. And if you're watching this on YouTube, then you're seeing some really great content coming out of here. But it's really powerful what it can do, even if it messes up a little bit. I'm going to paste the next prompt here because what I want to do is now rank this. So I'm saying now, based on the vast experience, rank these limbic messages in order of most effective at building trust and connection with prospects that would likely lead a prospect to want to use the business and buy their products and services. So now this gets really kind of interesting. So it's going to go through and rank this. So it's starting with We Believe, and it's saying we believe in a clutter-free, peaceful living space for all. Is number one in the limbic messages. It's going to give us the rationale here as it ranks. Actually, this is going to be a new prompt that I give it. So I'm going to take this here once as it's finishing up. I'll just go ahead and paste this right here while it's writing out these prompts. And this is what I'm going to say next. Now, based on what you know about the business, select the best limbic messages for each web page and the rationale for each particular limbic message most suited for that page. So it's now ranking the limbic messages. Now I'm going to have it run a prompt to put the right message, right limbic message for the right website page. And that's going to be really, really cool to see how this comes out. So it's pulling these pages here. It's going to have a home page, about page, service page, pricing page, blah, blah, blah. And it's starting with the home page. So it's suggesting the limbic message for the home page be, we believe in a clutter-free, peaceful living space for all. Here's its rationale. The home page is the first impression. This message immediately communicates the core value proposition and resonates with the visitor's desire for a clean, clutter-free space. So now I know why that limbic message is so powerful to use on the home page, and it's given me this for really every page that I put on the site. I'm going to paste another prompt here following this. This is going to say, now review all of the copy on the site and ensure that it is focused on the client, not the business or the company. Let's make sure that all of the main pages have limbic messages at the top. Below the limbic message at the top of each page, the rest of the site should be written in you language that makes the messaging all about them, the clients and prospective clients, in order to connect with them, build trust, and increase conversions. So let's go ahead and run that prompt here and see what it comes out with. So it's actually using the plugin right now to read the website so it knows what it's working with in terms of the content that's already on the site. So if you have a website right now and you're going through this process, you can actually do this. It will take the content right from your website and rewrite it for you in a more powerful way. So here's some revised copy for the homepage. Tired of seeing piles of junk in your space? Schedule a dump trailer online and enjoy a second day free. Reclaim your peace and tranquility with our hassle-free service. The service page, limbic message, is you deserve a home free from unwanted clutter. The revised copy, is your space overwhelmed with unwanted items? Let us help you clear out and breathe easy again, whether it's old furniture, appliances, or general clutter, we're here for you. Isn't that cool? So we can keep going through this process here for each page, but it's not giving us a lot of content on these pages. So what I'm going to do is actually give it another prompt here. And this is going to say, can you flesh out each of the pages to 500 words each, maintaining limbic messaging at the top of each page, along with partner client-centric copy below that. So now this is going to do a more of a job in putting that content together or creating more content for the page itself, because it didn't give us a whole lot of content actually. And I want to read this for you here in a second. All right, so let me read to you what it's saying here. Imagine, here's your homepage. We believe in a clutter-free, peaceful living space for all. Welcome to County Line Dumpster Rental, where your peace of mind is our top priority. We understand that clutter can be overwhelming, affecting not just your space, but also your well-being. That's why we're dedicated to helping homeowners like you reclaim their homes and lives. Imagine a home where every item has its place, where you can relax without the weight of unnecessary junk bearing down on you. That's the vision we want to help you achieve. With our easy online scheduling, you're just a few clicks away from a cleaner, more organized space. And with our special offer of a second day free, we're ensuring that you get the best value for your investment. From old furniture to unwanted appliances, from yard debris to construction waste, we've got you covered. Our team is trained to handle all types of junk, ensuring it's disposed of responsibly and effectively. So why wait? Take the first step towards a clutter-free life today. Your peaceful sanctuary awaits. That is great copy. If I could, it is so on point. It's so well written. This is all AI. Amazing. And you know what? It only took about 10 minutes to put something like this together, where before it would take forever to write something so crafted unless you knew really what you were doing. And most business owners don't have that kind of time, or they're not going to hire a world-class copywriter to write this stuff for them. So this is why AI can be so powerful, because it saves you time and it creates amazing content for you. And when you're dealing with your marketing messaging, here's the thing. Local business owners they wear a lot of hats in their business. You wear a lot of hats already, and there's a lot of things pulling for your time. You got to prioritize yourself and use your time as wisely as possible. One of the most important things you can do is master your marketing. And this is going to make you do it in a much more effective way. Because here's the thing. Here's what marketing is. Some people say advertising. Some people say marketing. Here's the thing. Ads are buying ads. Marketing is superior. Marketing is telling the right story to the right audience. That's what marketing is. And that's why your words matter. How you say it matters, because it's how you are connecting and telling that story that resonates with your ideal client. Let me give you one more prompt here, which I'm going to have some fun with here. So while it's written out all this website copy for me, I'm going to say, next, write a 5-part email series to promote the dumpster rentals for the business. Pardon me while I make some adjustments to this. The objective of each subject line is to get prospects to open the email and make those provocative and peppy. So really grabbing their attention. The objective of the email is to get the prospects to visit the sales page and sign up for the program. Make sure the first two emails about are about trust and connection, all the while educating the prospect about the business. Then pivot, and the last three emails highlight the special promotion that will be ending soon, and use scarcity and urgency to connect to get prospects to take immediate action. Again, refer to the peace of mind and relaxed feeling that buyers will have from knowing that they can be free from the stress of unwanted junk. All right, I'm going to run that. Now, this is going to be really cool because this is building now the email sequence that you can use behind either to your email list or behind the opt-in of a funnel. Here's email number one, the subject line, reclaim your peace, the secret to a clutter-free home. And it says, hello, Jared. We all dream of a home where every item has its place, where peace and tranquility reign, but sometimes life gets in the way and clutter piles up. At County Line Dumpster Rental, we understand the struggle. That's why we're dedicated to helping homeowners like you reclaim their spaces and lives. Our services are designed with you in mind. From easy online scheduling to our dedicated team that handles everything from pickup to disposal, we're here to make the process as smooth as possible. Stay tuned for insights on how to transform your home and sanctuary you deserve. Warmly, the County Line Dumpster Rental Team. And we've got email two, we've got email three, email four, email five. So what we're going to do is add another couple points to this. I'm going to paste another prompt. It's going to say, now flesh these out to 500 words each, add emojis and bold and italics and highlights to key points. So now this is kind of like really putting a kind of a personal touch to it, which is pretty cool. And I'm going to add some limbic messaging behind this as well. So make sure that it's rewriting these emails with limbic messaging in place. So right now it's rewriting this. So it's basically, let me see, I was going to reread it, but I think if I scroll back up to email one, it's a little bit of a different version, but still very close to the same thing here. I'm going to give it a second to finish up writing these five email sequences, and then I'm going to follow up with, now draw upon the limbic messages and partner-centric copy and insert those into the email sequences. And then I'll do one last prompt here to show you how this could be really fun. Well, actually, I'll do a couple more. Okay, so now it's doing email five. Last chance, wave goodbye to clutter and hello to peace. Hello, Jared. This is it. Our special promotion is ending in just a few hours. If you've been on the fence, now's the time to take action. Schedule your dump trailer online and enjoy a second day on us. Remember, a clutter-free home isn't just about aesthetics. It's about peace, relaxation, and joy. So let me go ahead and run the next prompt that's going to build in that limbic messaging. And then we're going to take this as another step. I'm going to say, now let's have some fun with this. Give us a version of the email sequence that's cheeky and full of witty humor. Tell stories and crack some tasteful jokes that will make us render a smile or chuckle. So that's really cool. If you can add humor to your marketing, you're going to be able to get someone to laugh. That's going to initiate an emotional response. And that's why humor is so powerful in anything that you're doing. So I got to give this just a minute to get to where we can run this. But I'm going to give you an example here that we can see. Let's see here. So let's just do email three. Email three, subject line, special offer alert. Your clutter-free journey just got better. Hello, Jared. We believe in giving more value, like a second day free. To make your decluttering journey even more rewarding, we're offering a special promotion. Schedule a dump trailer online and enjoy the second day absolutely free. Imagine all the time you have... you'll have to sort through items, ensuring you only let go of what you truly don't need. But hurry, this offer won't last long. You deserve a special online scheduling offer. Start your clutter-free journey today and experience the peace of mind relaxation that comes with a tidy home. So I'm going to run this next one and see what it's going to rewrite here, having a little bit of humor added to it, which is going to be fun. Okay, so let me give you an example as it's writing this out. Email one, subject line, is your junk cramping your style? Hello, Jared. Ever looked around your home and thought, when did I auction for a hoarder's reality show? Or when did I audition for a hoarder's reality show? We've all been there at County Line Dumpster Rental. We're on a mission to rescue homes from the clutches of clutter. And trust us, we've seen it all, from the vintage treadmill turned clothes rack to the mysterious boxes even Sherlock couldn't decipher. Tip, if you haven't used it in a year, it's probably time to let it go, unless it's chocolate. Always keep the chocolate. Stay tuned for more clutter busting tips and tales from the junk trenches. Cheerio. County Line Dumpster Rental Team. And I'm going to read one more because this is kind of fun to see how it's building this kind of humor in here. Subject line on email two. The great junk mystery. Where did it all come from? Hello, Jared. We've all had that moment. You open a closet and a mountain of stuff greets you. It's like a magic trick, but instead of a rabbit, you pull out three old vacuum cleaners. At County Line Dumpster Rental, we're not just junk removers. We're amateur detectives piecing together the stories of forgotten items. Did you know the average person can't remember why they kept 50% of their clutter? The other 50%? I might need it someday. Spoiler, you won't. Join us on this whimsical journey of decluttering and discovering what's lurking in your attic. Toodles, the County Line Dumpster Rental Team. How cool is this content, right? It goes on and on and on there. So I'm going to give you one more piece here. We're going to write a video script. So if you're going to produce a video for your business, I'm going to tell it to, we need a highly emotional and funny video script that brings tears to our eyes and belly laughs for our soul. The way that comes out. So check out what ChatGPT is doing here, which is really kind of cool. Scene one, close up of dusty old teddy bear with one eye sitting atop a pile of clutter in a dimly lit attic. The narrator says, meet Teddy. He's seen better days. Once a beloved companion, now lost in the attic and forgotten memories. Then it moves to scene two. Cut to a middle-aged man, Bob, looking at teddy bear, a tear rolling down his cheek. Bob sniffling says, I remember when Teddy was my wingman. We'd conquer imaginary lands and fight off cookie thieves. Then moves to scene three, flashback. A young Bob holding Teddy standing guard in front of a cookie jar. Young Bob whispers, guard the cookies, Teddy. Mom's on the prowl. Moves to scene four. Back to present day attic, Bob chuckles and then looks around the clutter. Bob says, but now Teddy's kingdom is this junk-filled attic. So it moves to scene five. Sudden upbeat music, enter County Line Dumpster Rental Team dressed as superheroes with capes fluttering. The narrator says, fear not, Bob, the clutter busters are here. Moves to scene six. The team starts sorting through items, placing them in the dumpster. Bob watches, occasionally laughing at their antics. Team member one, holding a disco ball. Remember the 70s, Bob? Bob laughing. I try not to. Cuts to scene seven. Team member two finds an old accordion. Team member two says, Bob, were you in a polka band? Bob giggling. It was a phase. Scene eight. The attic is now clean. Teddy sits on a freshly dusted shelf wearing a makeshift crown. The narrator says, Teddy's kingdom is restored. And Bob, well... It cuts to scene nine. Cuts to Bob dancing with the accordion surrounded by the team. Bob says, I found my groove again. Scene 10. Close up of County Line Dumpster Rental logo. The narrator says, County Line Dumpster Rental, turning cluttered attics into dance floors since 2009. Call us and let's boogie the junk away. How cool is that? I mean, I can visually see that whole thing playing out in such a funny, cool video. Get people laughing, get people crying with tears, but really capturing that story, because that's what it really is about. Let me turn this back over. Marketing is about telling a story and telling it well enough in a way that resonates with the ideal clients that you are communicating to or trying to reach. If you don't understand your ideal client, there's no way you can tell that story right. So by leveraging AI, you're going to be able to more efficiently, more effectively discover the right words based on the right training, but the right words to tell that story and save you tons of time. And if you don't know how to use AI today, it's okay. But get involved with it. Start using it. Find ways to incorporate it and start learning how to use it, because it is the future. This is going to be a massive advantage to those who know how to use it. So don't delay. Get on it. I'm going to give you some links in the notes so that you can dive into some AI training on your own. See how you could follow the same kind of prompts that I used here to build this kind of content for you to build with your current website and see how powerful it can be for you.
Thank you for tuning into the 4Impact Podcast, where we're all about driving positive change through entrepreneurship. Remember, your impact matters and your journey matters. If you found inspiration in today's episode, please subscribe, rate, and leave a review. Your feedback fuels our mission to empower impact-driven entrepreneurs like you. You can stay connected with us on social media and go to forimpactpodcast.com to take our Impact Marketing Challenge. Keep pursuing your dreams, making an impact, and living life on your terms.